also E-Mobile. E-Mobile. For SOE.
For working or what?
Omega, I'm making a short trip up the road and back. Just taking a different route and see how some of these roads are between Greer and Campobello are.
Neck of the woods. Well, I'll tell you, 14's open all the way to Interstate 26. Don't really know left and right from 14, but that's something I can tell you.
Parts of 11 were problematic, and as you got further up towards, what's that, Walhalla, it's still rough, but that's a few days old.
That way, I went up to Columbus, North Carolina yesterday, and it was actually, I did not dare to take the back roads, but I did go up Red Fox. Coming back, and Red Fox was open. So you can get up to Columbus, North Carolina. Yesterday they did not have any cell service, pretty much once you crossed 11.
Up that way. My sister lives in Landrum. She was home this morning. She said that the power had come on, but it was flickering. Still no cell service, as far as I know, or very little. No phone service. I talked to Polk County Sheriff's Office this morning, and they said overall, in the grand scheme of things, Polk County got it pretty light, so Tryon and on all the way, even all the way up to Saluda are not bad, or not terrible, relatively speaking.
If you could not make it up U.S. 170, I want to say it's 8, might be 6. From Tryon to Saluda. That route is just, don't even bother trying.
That's it. So it's nothing but trees the whole way. Imagine a few of them were blocking the road. I don't know about now. I mean, I know crews are out and about, and if Polk wasn't hit too bad, it seems like their recovery services wouldn't be spread too thin. But yeah, I wouldn't even have ventured that route last week.
Showed all the poles still standing. They were not, you know, blasted to pieces, but they were leaning at all sorts of angles. So, and I have no idea why I confused 176 with 178. Maybe it's just closeness in numbers. But yeah, from what I could see, most of Polk County looked like it was in halfway decent shape, a lot better than a lot of areas of Greenville.
Restaurant, the Caramy, it's gone. Like, I'm told it's completely just, it's downriver somewhere. But they were right on the side of that river, so, I mean, I'm not surprised.
The picture I saw, although it was probably the same picture you saw, it looked like the restaurant was in the middle of the river and not attached to anything.
Heard it from the folks up there. 14 was good. I went up 14 Saturday. Well, I tried to get up there twice, Saturday morning, Saturday midday, to bring my mom down from Landrum to my house. And I got turned around by police or fire department. But then they had it clear, at least all the way to her place and through town. Most of downtown Landrum still has no power, but the Hare and Hound restaurant there has a full facility generator, and I went through there the other night. they had patrons and were serving food.
Bright, KO4NUE.
Go ahead, KT4CCD.
Hey, Patrick, KO4HKX, you on frequency?
I kind of covering down for him.
Up at the Anchorage site. Their next control station, all frequency.
For SOE, I was covering for Patrick. What can I help you with?
Roger that. I got some information for you. It's not free to try to get it out if you can. Just want to let everybody in the coverage area know that KF4JVI-10 is online, and we've got 60 meg up and 30 meg down. And it is available for any wind link traffic. Also, GMRS is operational, and we now have Landrum Local for DMR is also up and operational as well.
TP, did you get all that? W4SOE. He was transcribing, but he might be otherwise. I'm going to pull over, Chad, and write this in my notebook. Stand by. Again, please.
All right. KF4JBI-10 is up and operational for Windlink. The frequency is 145.530. That's 60 meg up, 30 meg down, so it's pretty fast. Also, packet frequency. Packet is available. That's 145.050. The packet machine is up and operational. GMRS is also up, and the transmitter power has been moved from medium to high power on the 330 machine, and Landrum Local on DMR is also available. So there's connectivity there with State Oxcom through DMR QSL.
I copy most of that. Give me that first frequency for KF4JVI-10.
Roger that. Frequency is 145.530. I say again, 145.530. That's KF4JVI-10. The dash 5 has also been abled for Digi as well, so you can Digi through there if you need to. Packet frequency is also online for the packet mailbox. That frequency is 145.050 QSL.
All right, I copy. KF4JVI-10 is online. And the frequency is 145.530. Packet frequency, the dash 5 is also online on frequency 145.050. GMRS is up, and the 145.330 repeater for Trion has been moved from medium to high power. QSL.
QSL, and don't forget the DMR, Landrum Local, it's also up and operational.
Local up.
Roger that, QSL.
Anything else, Jeff?
Negative. You headed this way?
Bicycle right now in the Sphinx parking lot taking notes, but I'll be back on the road in a moment.
Roger that, sounds good. I'll see you in a few.
Are you monitoring this frequency or the Trion machine?
I'll monitor both.
Yeah, roger that. W4SOE mobile. So the station I was having QSO with, and my brain scrambled. I don't remember the call. Back to normal.
Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta. My name's Wyatt.
Charlie 4, Juliet Tango, was that right? I'm all messed up today.
The correct letter is just not in the right order at all. KJ4, Charlie Tango Delta.
I4, Charlie Tango Delta, got you. And I'm getting a phone call. I'll step to the side before I sweep.
W4JET, this is W4ATP.